Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Michelle. How can I help you today?
Yes, customer number 296-8498.
I'm sorry, one moment, sir. I had to enter the information in.
2968-498-900-1081.
Hey, one moment while I go ahead and try to locate your account. Thank you for holding. Verify the name, address, and email listed.
Yes, Mr. Stankiewicz at 298 Windsor Way in Midwest City, Oklahoma, 73110.
Your email as well?
It's just StankiewiczDaniel@yahoo.com.
Showing that this is for the Eagle Moss eShop order. How could it help?
It's not about an Eagle Shop whatever you're saying is, it involves my Star Trek, my Starship collection.
Yeah, this is what the account number, repeat the account number.
Okay. 2968-498-900-1081.
Okay, so that the Star Trek Starships collection, how can I help?
Yes, it's with the Starship collection, and I'd like some clarification. Okay, on the last three shipments.
So what did you need clarifying?
Okay, starting with the shipment that included ship number 147 and 145.
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Okay. According to my records, the order was April 21st and the charge to my credit card was April 22nd. Am I correct so far?
Correct.
Okay. Now, we have a payment for a shipment that never came. I don't know what it was supposed to be, but I got charged for something that never came. And then the last two shipments were, I've got one here for 155 and 159.
Yes, sir. That's what it's showing as well.
Okay.
This is showing your May the 17th shipment, 155 and 159.
Actually, it was more order number May 20th. It was ordered May 20th, and it was charged to the card on June 3rd.
June 3rd, a different shipment was shipped out.
A different shipment was shipped.
That was 165 and 169.
160, let me see here. Okay. If that was a different shipment, then when was the, that was the June 6th order that was charged on June 3rd?
Correct. You had a shipment that was shipped out June 3rd.
Okay. Well, it was charged to the card on June 3rd. It was ordered on June 6th. At least that's what the order slip says.
This may when it have confirmed ship. They don't charge until the confirmed ship.
I know, but what this one was what you're telling me is this one was done backwards. They charged it to the card and then the slip of paper is marked June 6th. So it's kind of that one was that's kind that was kind of done backwards, and that's what's confusing. You see what I'm getting at? What I previously told you was that the order was April 21st, but it was charged to the card the day after, April 22nd. Well, on this order, the order came after the charge, from what you're telling me.
Okay, so they always pre-authorize the charge before. Once they confirm ship, that's when the charge is taken.
Okay, what was the May 5th charge for? Which ships were the May 5th charge for?
Not showing a May 5th charge. I'm showing you had a May 17th charge.
So the May 17th would be the May 20th. I'm holding in my hand.
Correct.
Okay, and then the June 17th charge.
You had a shipment that was shipped out on June the 6th. I'm sorry, June the 3rd.
Oh, boy. Actually, June the 3rd is when it was charged. The order was June 6th. Well, anyway, the first, So what you're telling me is the one, I've got an order from May, when was the Vulcan and when was the 155 and 155, 155 and the 159, when were they charged to the card?
That was the May 17th shipment.
When was it charged to the card? When was that one charged to the card?
One moment, sir. I have to pull up your ledger to confirm that information.
Because that's where all the confusion is coming in. I've got three shipments, but four charges.
So that charge should have been on the 24th of May.
24th of May. I don't have anything on my charge card for the 24th of May.
This is what it's showing. It shows the shipment was shipped out to the sent to the warehouse on May the 17th. It confirmed shipped on the 24th for $35.82.
Okay. And that's the one that was charged on June 3rd, right?
No, sir. The one that was sent on June 3rd, that was charged, confirmed, shipped on the 7th.
Oh, boy. Well, on my credit card statements, it shows when it was charged, okay? And, what you're telling me doesn't coincide. I've got a charge on June 3rd. For which shipment was the June 3rd one? And then I've got one for June 17th. But then I also got the one for May 5th. And I don't know which one of those charges is false. Because after the
Okay, so that charge is the May 5th. That charge was white. Shows the charge
what?
Was not taken. It was wiped from the system. It was never taken.
It was taken on my card. A charge on May 5th. It was taken off my card.
So you do have the ability to send your bank statement over to customerservice@eagledemos.com and corporate can take a look into it.
Well, I'm just going to call Chase and dispute that charge on May 5th. Because you say that the last shipment I got was 165 and 169, correct?
That's correct. And you also had a shipment that was shipped out on the 1st. That was 148 and 149.
Ah, boy. I don't have a 148 and 149.
It has not confirmed ship.
Well, then it wouldn't have been charged to my card yet.
Yes, sir, I didn't state that it was charged. I'm just showing it shows that it was sent to the warehouse. There would be a pre-authorization charge, you're seeing, for $35.82.
Okay, but there's no charge yet.
Yes, sir. It hasn't confirmed shipped. It was just showing that it was sent to the warehouse. Once it confirms ships, that's when the payment is taken.
Okay, so the payment that was taken on May 5th, I can call Chase and dispute that charge. Because the one on May 5th was for, I don't know, nothing. Because there was nothing in between. Oh boy. The one between 145, 147, and 155, 159. There was nothing in between that. So that May 5th charge was mischarged. So, you know, somebody pressed the wrong button, I guess. So, I'll call my credit.
You are able to send that bank statement over to customer service at Ecomos and Corp to be able to take a look into it for you.
I know. Well, I'm gonna call the Chase credit card company and then just dispute the charge of May 5th, because obviously nothing came for the May 5th charge. So I'll just have to dispute that one. And I'll be expecting the next two ships, and it'll probably show up on my next statement, the 3582 for the two ships that are coming.
Is there anything else I can help with?
Oh, you said 148 and 149 I shouldn't expect?
Was it 148 and 149 that was sent to the warehouse on the 1st.
Okay. So that charge isn't going to appear until my August credit card statement. Okay, so I'll just call Chase to dispute the May 5th charge to clean that one up. Because I'm doing this early because there's a certain time period when you have to get this stuff into your credit card company, you know, before it goes into the next cycle. So, thanks for clarifying it with me that the June 17th payment I have on my statement was for the last shipment of 165, 169.
Is there anything else I can help with?
No, but you have been a big help. The other thing I'm waiting for is the oldest ship I'm still missing in my collection, and I don't know what's become of it. The 143, the Merchantman. You know, I'm not sure what happened to that one. That's the oldest ship I'm missing in my collection. There's nothing you can say about that, right?
I can confirm if that's in your next shipment. One moment. Okay, so it shows that 144 was showing skip. That issue was showing skipped. You said 143.
Well, I'm also missing 144, but 143 is the older ship I'm missing.
Doesn't show that has been shipped out. One moment. 143 has not shipped. Shows that those are that issue and several other issues are upcoming shipments. Your next shipment is showing 150 and 151.
Well, that's after 148, 149.
They don't ship it in certain order. They don't have a in specific order that they ship it in. Once the issue is in stock, that's the order, the issue that they ship.
Well, what you told me previously was that I'm to expect 148 and 149.
Correct. That was shipped out on the first.
Right. So that one hasn't arrived yet. So that comes first because the earliest ones I'm missing is 143, 144, and 146.
Yes, sir, and that's her upcoming shipments. 144 was skipped, so I had to unskip it, and that will be included in your future shipment.
Okay. All right.
Is there anything else I can help with?
Oh, I just wish the magazines came back. Makes it better. I'm better able to identify the ships when the magazines came with the ships.
Is there anything else I can help with?
No, you've helped me with the ships. I'm just stating a comment about it's a shame that whoever published the magazines isn't sending them out. All right. Well, you have a good day.
You do the same. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. Could you please hold for one question survey after the call?
Sure.
Thank you. Have a great day.